This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair! Oof. You got Marcos.
That's not
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look here.
They don't want it!
Toby didn't Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy ain't Toby, hold to the show, man. Still sell the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him.
Know
what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 20 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever, and cute as can be. You can watch on YouTube with you for free. Hey, this one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I like how I couldn't wait to the first commercial break for Leroy to get donuts, because he's going to be so locked into ordering donuts that he's not going to focus on anything for the next 12 minutes.
No.
You're not good. You don't have your headset on. You're not doing anything that's radio.
What do I need to hear? You're right next to me, dude.
Now you're lashing out.
I'm not lashing out.
A little bit.
Oh, really?
A little bit.
Okay.
You're like, where are these donuts coming from?
I hope it's not public.
At what point when you're driving in, when you wanted donuts, why didn't you just go get donuts before you got here? Because you got here quite early today.
Because...
At what point did the donut craving hit you?
Because
when I got my car.
Because
you saw me, you turn around like, I want donuts. I'm like, okay.
No, I was already going to get donuts. But you're playing a game because you got to go on 162nd, which is the interchange, like where all that traffic
going
is.
Going to Krispy Kreme?
Yeah.
That's what he wants, because he gets on these kicks. First of all, he's been addicted to sugar for like the better part of...
No, I'm not.
Okay. Sure.
I'm...
Dude, I've never seen you have this many treats in your life. Nothing wrong with it.
I've cut back, because you guys made fun of me.
You cut back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't...
Oh, okay, exactly how did you cut back?
He was housing down multiple Kit Kat bars on Monday.
Leave.
No, I had a Kit Kat bar. Just because
sure.
It has
you had
four
eight
little
or A.
Huh?
I think I saw
eight
two packages.
Or A.
A. A Kit Kat bar.
Oh man. Anyway, Dade South points out your molar did fall out, by the way. Yeah. He's fine.
Listen.
Hmm?
And what I did was I popped that thing back in and kept eating.
No joke. Nothing stopping
you. You got to fight through things.
Adversity.
Can't be soft.
Can't be like Tua.
I will say he did cut back, guys. He has not touched the Sour Patch Candies in my desk.
No. Like, I realized.
Is that because you have a vulnerable tooth?
No, I went and got it fixed. I went to the dentist.
Yeah, but maybe you feel a little, maybe it's like to his hip. You
oh,
feel
I
little,
plowed through.
You feel
I said,
a little, you feel
I,
a little look, dangerous on
my
it.
My last question to her was, when are we back?
When are you game time ready?
When am I game time ready?
No minutes restriction?
No, yeah.
That's what your tooth said to you?
No, that's what I said to the dentist. Oh. When are we back? She said, and she looked at me in the disgust that you and J-Fig would look at me. And she said, can you give it a couple of hours?
It's amazing. It's really something.
Minus one.
Anyway, let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com here on a Thursday. As we'll get all into the Dolphins stuff. We got to talk about the Cats, dude. Florida Panthers are back. They beat the LA Kings yesterday 3-2. Should have been 3-1. Gustav Forsling scored a goal. Off of
Oh my goodness.
That was hilarious.
Wait, this is what I heard. I've been around hockey a lot of times, and you could watch hockey for the next 30 years. You'll never see that again.
It was insane. He goes in there, and he just throws the puck, trying to clear it out, and it bounces off a King and goes right past Daniil Tarasov, who was awesome yesterday. He's been he's really starting to lock in the Panthers' backup goalie, getting a little bit more PT. He gets his fourth win of the season. He was sick on the breakaways. By the way, he has, like, the coolest gear. Have you seen his gear?
No.
Dude, his pads, he's got – have you seen it, Vlad? Have you noticed the gear that he rocks? I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if you've covered a Panthers game in the locker room or if you've seen it on TV. Have you seen Daniil Tarasov's gear?
Pretty cool, but I haven't gone to any of his games yet.
So he's got like the cat scratches all up the pads, because goalies do it up.
I like the helmets. The helmets are everybody's helmets unique,
right?
Like,
well, did you see what happened the other day? Stuart Skinner's no longer on the Oilers. They traded him. The goalie.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Skinner got traded. He got traded to the Penguins, and the Penguins and Oilers played each other. And the goalies were wearing the wrong team mask because they haven't gotten the paint job yet.
Yeah, because they get fitted, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's crazy. You don't have time. There's a whole ordeal when you're a goalie.
Damn, that's messed up.
I know.
Like, they got traded for each other and they play each other so quickly.
And they got. It's like, oh, I got Oilers gear on right now.
It's weird because they do that with NFL helmets now. You get fitted.
Mm-hmm.
You used to just try on different helmets and they size you. Now you actually get fitted. It fits like,
right. But that's all the same equipment manager in house is doing your helmet, right? Like, do you just bring your helmet with you if you got traded, or how does that work? Or does it get shipped?
A different team on it.
But I didn't know if they could like rip it off. I don't know.
No, that's
so they just take the order, the custom order, and send it to the
no,
other guy?
You just get refitted.
Oh. I guess with NBA players, the sneakers, the colors.
The sneaker, but they don't. It used to be you had to wear certain colors.
Now
you can wear whatever, so you just bring your shoes with you.
Well, I just saw the cat scratches.
Yeah, they're cool, the cat scratches. But yep. Then he's got, like, this cat transformer helmet.
I love his helmet.
It's so cool. And I would never tell this to Sergei Bobrovsky, because Bob has cool helmets, too.
He does, yeah.
But I think Tarasov's got cooler gear than him this year. I think he's upstaged him.
Yeah, well.
He upstaged the mentor.
I tell you what.
You know what?
He was on one yesterday because they came after him early.
You know what Bob has on his mask?
Hmm.
Two rings.
He does.
That's it.
And a lot
That's
of
That's it.
He puts the brick wall on there. And then he puts like they've put out pictures of Bob's office at his house. Mm-hmm. And he's on the back shelf. It's all the helmets from every year.
Really?
That's kind of goosies.
Where'd you see that?
The last cup pictures that he put out. He has a picture of him with his feet up at his office. And
on his Instagram?
He doesn't have Instagram anymore. Somewhere. He shut it down. Oh. The guy who's under Sergei Bobrovsky is just a huge fan of Bobrovsky. Bob shut down Instagram, I think, like 2020.
By the way.
Which is disappointing. He was great on social media.
Three more saves.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have gotten Chick-fil-A.
I know.
Well, they shut it down pretty good, though. But I got to tell you.
We got and not only that, here's the thing with the Cats. Finally, everybody's starting to get hot. Like, you're getting some real. So remember when in the beginning of the year, it was Brad Marchand or nothing?
Mm-hmm.
But right now.
Sam Bennett.
Sam Bennett's on fire.
Cardi.
Verhage.
Hot, dude.
As not having a child does.
Papa Swag. This guy, since Mama Swag had the baby, 9 goals in 11 games, Leroy.
He's been on fire.
On fire.
Yo, damn, Leroy's so focused on these donuts.
I told you, dude.
What?
You're still
on
you're
the
locked
donut.
In.
You're locked in.
He's trying to use his
it's
peripherals.
Not, it's not. That's not the problem.
What's the problem? You don't know where it's coming from?
No, the problem is that you can't really select the donut you want.
It's just what, one glaze?
No, because it's bundles, and if you build your own box, it doesn't have the same donuts if you're at the Krispy Kreme.
Did you see the disappointment in his voice? No. Did you hear the disappointment?
He's hurt.
Like, he's crushed right now.
I think downstairs has some fancy donuts.
No. It's like somebody told him, you know, Christmas, Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Not Krispy Kreme.
Which he absolutely does, by the way, kids. Absolutely.
What?
Santa. 100%.
Santa exists.
100%.
Shreet is like calling him an infant is an insult to infants.
I'm telling you, go scout next downstairs. I think you'll see some desserts you like.
No,
he's not going to like it.
No.
So Carter Verhaeghe's about, but I got to tell you, you know who's also been on fire? And we were wondering, right? Was it too much too soon for Anton Lundell, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's been amazing, but you're kind of like, you're sitting here and there's such this mantle of, hey, we need you to be Barkov. Go be Barkov. And you can't just be like, I can't be Barkov. He's Barkov. But I got to tell you something. Baby Barky is looking very much like Barky lately. I mean, he has been.
Now, can I say this? Is that because Barky's not there? So you're looking for something to.
Yeah, but I think it's coming a lot. Like, it's, yeah, you know, I think it was a big ask because he's a baby. He literally.
Put it this way. If you had not said that when Barky was healthy and somebody said that now, you'd be like, come on, dude.
Well, people have, like, they've made the obvious comparisons, but, like, now you need the production. Like, now it's on, you're not just going to be, like, the young kid on the line and with Etu and Marchand, but now it's like, nah. Now he's, I mean, that move that he had the other night, the deflection, everything he's bringing to the table, winning the faceoffs, all of that stuff. He's been incredible.
I would, you know what's crazy? It just seems like this last week and a half, something just clicked with everybody. And is it the return of certain guys?
Maurice said yesterday, he said it all starts, he says it was all Etu coming back. When Etu came back from the gas accident, that we had enough now depth. Like, Carter Verhaeghe obviously been red hot, but he said once Etu kind of set all the lines back, that set everything back to normalcy. And this is where they feel right now.
Okay.
So it's Goosey's galore. The cats are back. And we love you. Because when everybody else lets us down, the cats got us.
It could have been a cold winter without the cats.
And it's only December. So, like, we can find stuff. Like,
find what?
I'm just saying. Like, with not as much with the Heat, but with the Panthers. Even if they were struggling at this point in the year, we've seen them over the years kind of get it going.
Yeah, but this was extreme with the injuries. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, how many blows can this damn team take? A gas accident? Yeah. What the hell is going on? And Forsling, I was worried about him because he took a big shot.
How can Robert not stop getting hit in the face or the head?
I think that's hard to ask.
Because then he got hit in the back of the head by his own guy.
How's he supposed to stop something that's hit in the back of the head, Leroy?
Right, I know.
Explain.
By his own guy?
You're a magnet.
I'm just saying, like, it's not like he's looking for it. He got hit in the back of the head.
I know. I hit a lineman in the back one time.
Look at you.
He looked over at me and said, 11 guys on the other side, not enough, huh?
Got Thursday night football tonight. Good game. Now, the game's going to stink because Thursday night football has sucked lately.
Nah, this is going to be a goodie.
You think?
It's 11-3 versus 11-3.
I know, but these games have stunk flat. Yeah. We had like a good 4-week run with Thursday. Thursday night football started amazing the first month.
Wait a minute.
Then football happened.
Time out. The Lions-Cowboys game was good 2 weeks ago. That's a lot of points.
Wasn't that, but that's not a full week because they were coming off of Thanksgiving?
Yes.
So that doesn't count.
Okay. And then before that, we had a good 4 week run.
We had like a good 4 week run, but there's been a lot of stinkers. Monday Night Football, too.
Wait, Tampa Bay, Atlanta was a great game last week. Atlanta came
out. Oh, they did blow it. That's true.
Yeah, yeah, come on now.
That's true. Atlanta, well, I think it's because.
It's the team.
You want to know why? Because all I could remember was Todd Bowles just going crazy.
The curse, yeah.
Yeah, he, like, and you know what's crazy? He was still seemed calm when he was mad.
Yeah. He was like. You got to want this bleep.
Remember, this is my former coach. I never heard him curse like that in my life.
Yeah.
He was sitting there. I'm like, whoa. I didn't know he had that in him.
It's inexcusable. You don't make excuses. You got to care enough where the hurts. You got to care enough where the hurts. It got to mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's your livelihood. How well do you know your job? How well do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that. It was inexcusable, and there's no answer for it. There's no excuse for it. That's what you tell him in the locker room. Look in the mirror.
Jeez,
he dropped 10 F-bombs. Like, you know somebody's upset when they're dropping F-bombs. He could have said other things. He dropped one S-bomb, but 10 F-bombs.
Crazy, dude.
Oh, man.
So, tonight, you got that going. Seattle's a 1.5-point favorite. 11-3 against the Rams. 8:15 is when that gets going. The Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight against the Brooklyn Nets at 7:30. You can hear that right here on FM 104.3. No Tyler, no Nico, Pelle Larsson out. Norman Powell is questionable with right calf soreness. The Heat are 6.5-point favorites against the Nets tonight at Barclays. NBA last night, the Cavs lost to the Bulls, who have been absolutely slumping. Josh Giddey, triple-double. 127-111.
Would you take Josh Giddey over Tyler Hero?
No.
No?
No.
This guy gets you points and creates for others.
No.
I think this is just you like Tyler. I like Tyler. I like Tyler playing.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gotten a long stretch of Tyler in 2 years.
If you're talking durability, I think that's a fair thing. But if you're just talking talent, I think Tyler's a better talent than Josh Giddey.
And is Giddey taller?
What is Giddey, like 6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah, like I think the same height.
Anyway.
I don't know, he looks longer.
That's not the point here.
What's the point then?
See Spud on the bench, how sad he was?
Hmm. Oh,
hey,
my goodness.
There we go.
Interesting. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Very interesting.
You know what?
Oh, you said
minus one.
Why, dude?
Let me tell you minus one.
Why?
Because minus we one. Handed you one on a platter
you
and
mean?
You shot it down.
Oh, because you had that ridiculous Tyler Hero theory? He's just brittle. He wasn't being held out for anything.
Oh, wait a minute.
Very interesting.
Very interesting,
oh,
though, dude.
Really? Really?
Sad. They're only.
No.
Wow.
No. No.
He tried to make it work in Cleveland.
Happened,
it didn't work.
I see what's happened.
Didn't he say he didn't want him to?
He's transferred all his love for Jimmy. It's gone to Tyler now.
Yep.
That's what's happened.
What? Why?
He's always loved Boy Wonder. And then now, but he needs a guy that he really loves. Nico's hurt
oh,
right now.
It's definitely
now.
Not him. Trust me.
Nico's hurt, but you love the star player, though. Or you love the guy that's the man of your team.
Well, listen. It's hard to love something that's not there.
Hmm?
He's this is what you out got, a lot.
This is what you guys got after me ogling Spida being depressed on the bench?
Spida's not getting traded to Miami.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Contract
wait a minute.
Next year.
Would you rather have Spida or Giannis? Because
you actually thinking about a 6'2 guard over a 6'10, 7-foot freak? Are we serious?
His teams have been better.
That's
angry.
Like, Vlad, exactly.
What?
It's just, are you upset that you didn't come up with the story and we did?
You guys didn't come up with a story. You came up with something that was horse bleep when a guy was actually hurt. He literally said yesterday he hurt his toe at practice. You made it seem like the Giannis trade was happening. They're not taking calls on him.
No, we didn't say that. We just said could be something.
It was nothing.
Wait a minute.
There was nothing. Hold on. It was literally nothing. This is, I told you it was nothing.
And this, because this guy has, he's having a bad day and he's pouting on the bench. Whoa. That means,
no,
differently?
They're not having a bad day on the bench. They were the perennial one seed, 60 wins Leroy. Last year. Evan Mobley is hurt, and now it's all falling apart at the mistake by the lake. So I'm just saying, dude.
So what? He might all, he might be traded. So what? He's going to get traded to a conference rival?
I don't know. He's going to have some pull. He could buy, he could opt out after next year, just like Giannis.
So wait a minute. I just love how when Leroy comes up, when the, everybody else comes up with a, it could be something, yep. could be nothing.
A terrible one.
It's a definitely nothing.
A terrible one. Hold on. A terrible one.
How's it better than yours? No, any worse than yours.
Exactly. But what's it? Something could be nothing. It's, why are you arguing with? Because this is real. This is real. It's going
to
happen. Vlad,
do you know what there could be something, could be nothing was? Do you know what they're referring to? They said, oh, Tyler was a late scratch. Maybe he's being held out for a trade. When I was like, nope, his toe just doesn't work. That was there could be something, could be nothing. It was dumb.
But Toby,
but it had to
you
do
are
Giannis.
The king of that.
Yes, but I do it correctly.
Because
I do it correctly. Do the move right.
I do it correctly.
Do the move right.
Of course. Of course.
They were having just a little bit of fun, baby.
Yeah,
and you had a problem with it.
Well, I didn't have a problem with it. You can have a little bit of fun, but just like it wasn't working. It was dumb.
No, oh.
I think Tyler Hero's getting held out for years.
We have to sit through all your ridiculous stories.
It was stupid.
And your ridiculous could be something, could be nothing. But the second we come up with one,
you can have it your was fun. Dumb. But I just told you it wasn't a thing, and I was right.
Oh, this
How many
ain't,
times
this
told
ain't
you?
A thing either.
By the way, you're not the only idiot. Solana was an idiot too. He's like,
oh, no, don't put me. No.
So you agree with Solana? No, congratulations. He was the same thing. I saw him in the bullpen. He goes, I don't know. It was kind of weird. I'm like, it wasn't weird. He's got toes made of glass. What's weird about it?
So, but you saying because somebody's sitting on the bench looking sad, probably because they were losing.
Oh, they've been losing.
Right.
Sneaky bad season by the Cavaliers.
That is something. So if they win the next five games, then what?
We'll see.
Oh
my! Mobley out for a while though. The dreaded calf strain.
Oh, the same thing Giannis has.
Yep. That's why I want Donovan Mitchell.
Could be something. Could be nothing. Huh?
I want you to clip that. He said he wants Mitchell. By the way.
Yep. I've wanted Mitchell.
No.
Yeah. No. Okay.
You've never said never wanted him.
Nope.
Okay. Either way, clip it.
I may have said it after he was a coward to sign with Cleveland because he thought that was going to work.
So you may have said it. You said it.
But I was lashing out.
You said it.
But I was lashing out.
You didn't say you were lashing out.
Oh, I would love
You that. Didn't give context.
God, he's fun.
So you went Spider over the Greek Freak?
I think so.
What?
More durable.
Clip that too.
More durable?
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Never whines about failure, you know?
Because he fails a lot.
Does he fail or does his bigs fail? You know?
I gotta tell you.
Get him a real running mate. Not like that fraud Evan Mobley and Jared Allen.
Uh-oh,
D-Sizzle. Mr. Light's too bright.
D-Sizzle says Giddy's averaging 29-9.
Yeah, he's averaging a triple-double.
He's averaging 20 points, 9. Yeah, I know. He's put up a lot of triple-doubles. Have you seen the Bulls? They're awful. He's basically Australian Sabonis. Good for him.
And what's Tyler?
You're insufferable right now.
Am I?
You're
this is literally
up
the first segment.
Things, right?
This is the first segment.
We gotta take a break. Sorry,
this is a long.
This is gonna be a good show. Today.
Well, I'm sorry. I had to get him up and running because he was in his donut order for the first half of it. So
yeah,
really,
I never did not participate in any conversation.
Careful.
What?
Yeah,
you stumbled on that one a little bit.
You're trying to say
kept it in bounds.
I said participate.
No, that was a tick. It was a partick.
Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Vlad in today.
They couldn't even go one break.
I knew it, dude. The two of them.
Oh,
hobnobbery.
What do you think the over-under is today, guys?
If we say nothing in this segment, we could get them for half the show, Vlad. We could really tally it.
All right.
So if we say nothing, if we just let it go for a couple.
Let's come up with a key word so everybody in the audience know that we're taking a shot at them.
Right.
Without them knowing it. Without them knowing. What's the word? It's not going to be hobnob.
Yeah, it's too easy.
Giddy. Let's go giddy.
Giddy?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go giddy.
Let's go giddy.
Are you still enjoying your championship?
What champion? Oh, you're funny.
I genuinely think you guys should celebrate it more. I don't understand why you guys are doing this thing where it's like, no, we can't. Like, are you doing that because you're hoping for the real thing? Is that why?
Of course. That's what the whole plan is, to win the real thing.
I don't know, but like, why not enjoy the in-season tournament?
Because of the jokes that everybody would
crack. No one's telling any jokes.
Tobin, come on, man.
No one's telling any jokes.
You can't even hide. Look at you.
I'm not. It's already been won by.
You're beat tomato red. Look at you. That's all.
First of all, it was a great game. You guys are playing really good basketball right now.
Well, here's the thing. The NBA Cup games have been good.
They have been.
All for the 3 years. It's just that, you know what? I think the team that wins the NBA Cup and the NBA Final.
Right.
That when if you could win both, then I think there'll be like some legitimacy to it.
For sure. But you should be giddy about winning this.
You should be. Most people are giddy. Some people aren't.
Right.
But, you know, I can understand that.
Well, listen, we got to put our focus on the season getting going again. The Heat are in a bad funk right now. It's not great. I am wondering, because I don't know if Norm's going to play tonight.
What's wrong with Norm?
Calf, well, they're calling it soreness because everybody's now afraid to say a strain, because if you say a strain, you're out for a month.
Oh, because strain leads into.
Right. So it was like, oh, he has a calf injury. Like, what? So they're like, soreness. I'm like, oh, all right. So he's questionable tonight. It sounds like he'll play. I don't know. Usually when they put the questionable on there. But if he doesn't, maybe see the real debut of Jakachonis tonight. That would be fun.
Well, because you guys also play Friday, right?
Yes. We got the Celtics on Friday and then the Knicks on Sunday, I think.
So I think Norm is not playing. I don't think Norm plays back-to-backs so far this year.
Right. So
he's either playing today, not playing tomorrow.
I would rather play him tomorrow.
Against Boston,
if you're gonna sit him a day. I think give Jakachonis some run. He's been practicing with the team now for about a couple of weeks. Let's see what he's got. Put him off the bench. Let's see him like run a little bit of stuff. Why not? I think it'd be fun.
You need something right now.
Need something. A little. Maybe it's a spark. You never know. You got no Jovic, no Pella, no Tyler. Gonna have to sit Norm for a day. So just do it. I'd be all for playing Yakachonis tonight. I think it's a good time to do it. You know? What are we waiting for? Get that offense going and giddy up, dude.
The offense needs to get giddy.
Seriously, man.
Maybe there's a reason why he's not playing.
Yeah, I know the reason he's not playing. The reason is they've had a ton of guards and he's young. But now you have a ton of guys who are missing tonight. You're on this first night of a back-to-back. Norm's probably going to miss one of these games. Have him have Yakachonis get some run. I think it sets up perfectly for it. Why not? Let him run with Kalel Ware a little bit in the second unit. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to start Kalel. We know you're not. We know you're not. I know you're not over there now, but you know you're not.
They're in Brooklyn.
They put the picture out today. I was laughing yesterday because I was like, oh, maybe it's the real Yakachonis debut. My guy Alf on Twitter's like, you'll get 35 minutes of Simone Fontecchio and like it. I'm like, he's right. And then sure enough today, you know what Heat admin put out as the game picture? What? A picture of Simone Fontecchio. I was like, somebody's trolling me. I'm not dealing with this well. That's not how I like this. So anyway, we got to take a break. More to come. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to a little 15 minutes of game day uncensored here, which is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Game Day Uncensored coming your way 9 a.m. on Sunday for the debut.
What you got to talk about that day?
I don't know, dude.
Kind of quiet.
Know. I don't know.
Kind of slow.
Not much going on. Not much going on, dude. What are we going to talk about? Quinn Ewers, QB1.
I hope not. But I think this might be disastrous.
Really? Tell me why, dude. Tell me why.
Like,
any more than it is now?
But that's, see, to me, Vlad, to me, that is not a reason to do it. To say, I'm doing this because it can't get no worse. You know what I mean? If
He said yesterday that he wants a quarterback to play with conviction.
That's what Mike McDaniel said.
Basically said to his shot.
He's like, I've said it. Like, mentally, he does things that...
And physically, he's shot too.
The physical part you can fix to some extent.
Tua denies that.
Denies what?
That he's physically shot.
But I've told you how I felt about the physical part of it.
Yeah, you said that he didn't do anything. He got doughy.
But the mental part of it is real. In that once you go onto the football field, you have to play football. And I told you it's even about the trying to be safe or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can be safer when you play football as far as taking certain chances. But you have to play football, meaning that if it's 3rd and 3 and your team needs a first down and there's room, go get the first. You can't slide or whatever.
I don't think he knows how the slide rule works, though.
But just seeing some of the things that he does on the football field. He's got 22 guys on his side of the ball. The 10 he's playing with and the 10 in his head. Mm. Because it just looks as if though he's trying to think of all the right things to do instead of just playing football.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets himself in bad situations. And you got to go out and play. Like you almost have – you almost have to have a level of arrogance about your confidence in what you're doing so that you can go out and not worry about it and just play. And he's not doing that. And it shows up. Like all this looking around. No quarterback looks like that when they're throwing a pass. He just doesn't look right. And mentally, he might be fried. But maybe the time off will help. Maybe watching other guys play will help. It'll get him into a mental state that he can just go out and relax and play.
I actually don't think it would be that surprising when Tua moves on to his next place, wherever it is, that he's going to have one of those retread years where he puts up numbers. Like, I really wouldn't be that surprised by it.
He does some things at the position that does separate him from other guys. He when he's humming, he's very accurate, right? But for some reason, you ever see him go to throw a pass? He's so scared to throw a pick, he doesn't pull the trigger, and he pump fakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, a quarterback with confidence, what do they tell you? Still throwing it.
Little rip.
Let it rip.
Little rip.
Right. Let it rip. Throw it with conviction. Like, even the passes that he throws down the field looks like, huh, I guess I'll throw it deep. Like, they don't look like he's
– arm punts.
Right.
Remember that? Remember we did that for a couple weeks?
Yeah.
The arm punt.
So yes.
McDaniel tried to sell us that bill of goods.
But that being said, Quinn being in there, I don't know if he has the physical skill of Tua. Mentally, he might be, you know, because he's young. He hasn't been scarred yet.
Yep.
So I don't know, man. It's something to be said about there's certain guys that play that position that you feel confident in because they exude confidence. Not even that they're playing well, right? For example, James, is there any person more confident than James Winston?
Yeah.
Maybe Joe Flacco.
And guess what? He goes in there and he slings it.
Mm-hmm.
He might throw 4 picks. Whatevs. Like, you almost have to have that attitude, conviction in what you're doing.
But why are you worried about Quinn? You just think that this – why do you think this is going to set up for disaster?
He's young. And from what we saw, you know, a long time ago, granted, it was early in the season, he looked – for different reasons, he didn't pull the trigger a lot.
Yeah, that was a tough one. I mean, he only had, like, that one throw.
But I'm saying even in the preseason. I'm saying even in the preseason.
Right.
Like, it's just a certain – like, you have to learn how to have confidence in what you're seeing right? And just let it rip. And sometimes that takes time. That's why they say it's hard for young guys to throw. You look at Troy Aikman, his rookie year. You look at Peyton Manning, his rookie year. Like, those quarterbacks didn't have the protections of the little quick short 2-3-4 yard pass that the young guys have now to kind of ease them into it. You can look at Bo Nix. Bo Nix, it was a gradual thing. So for Quinn Ewers to be in there, like, I think, could you possibly see some good things? Yes, but it's going to take time.
What do you think about Zach Wilson saying that he was confused and frustrated, or confused and...
About what? Everybody in the league has basically said it.
I'm confused.
If before you... Here's what I was taught. You can be one of the best players on your team until you show all the things to get onto the field. A coach isn't going to have confidence in you to put you in there. And so, guess what? Zach Wilson may have a stronger arm. Zach Wilson may be faster. Okay? But there's certain things before you even get to get underneath center. There's certain things you have to show your teammates and your coach that they can have confidence in putting you in that position. Some quarterbacks never do it.
Do you think, like, when he heard the, do you think Zach Wilson, when he heard Mike McDaniel's press conference on Monday afternoon, right? Because the word was that that Quinn Ewers had the meeting at night. So do you think when he heard that press conference, do you think he thought for like a fleeting hour, 2 hours, that he thought he was going to be the guy?
No, you know. I'm telling you, you know.
Oh, yeah, man. He was at Boca Center Mall.
No, you know. Dude, I'm telling you, you know, based on how things have been going during the course of the year. How things, because I,
but maybe he, but like, here's the thing. If you, I'm just by his word confused when he says that, I'm like, so does he just think that there's no shot Quinn Ewers is better than him? Which maybe he doesn't. I mean, one guy was a one,
he may not be. I told you, he may not be. And just because you were drafted a second pick, don't mean you're better.
No, I know it doesn't. But I just thought the I thought his description of feeling was funny when he says, "I'm confused."
I mean, yeah, I would be confused a little bit too.
Like, well, think about this:
somebody got demoted, and I'm the guy behind the guy,
right?
But he got demoted. Like, he didn't get demoted to like backup; he got demoted behind me. But right. I didn't move up. I just stayed
the same.
While the guy
I didn't
that
move.
Was behind me. Elevated above me.
So here's the deal. And I believe this. And I really believe this. If they had any faith in Zach Wilson, Tua would have been replaced long before now.
Interesting.
Because they could look at Zach Wilson as the second pick in the draft and kind of move forward. Correct.
Yeah, I got you.
So the fact that they didn't pull the trigger on that and they skipped over Zach Wilson
right.
to go to Quinn Ewers means that the dude hasn't done anything.
And there was that one random week where he got demoted to third string.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, for a guy that's trying to come back, for a guy trying to, you know, show everybody he's not doing the things that would warrant an opportunity in a situation that there were plenty of opportunities.
This is the kind of thing, though, that does make me nervous about Mike McDaniel, because I feel like everybody is, you know, under this thing where, like everybody has gone with the, not everybody, but there's been a groundswell of people, oh, the team didn't quit on him. And I'm just like,
That's a real thing. Well, that's a real thing.
But here's the thing, though. This is why it's, first of all, who's not quitting on him? A bunch of defenders who are professionals and are, you know, have had to develop all year because they had a bunch of rookies around them.
Right.
Like, is that not quitting, or is that just guys getting better? And also, like, are rookies really going to quit on a coach when they have, you know, the veterans that they have on the defensive side? Like, I just feel like they have a bunch of professionals. Like, and also, not for nothing, okay, they didn't quit on him this year. What about the other years where guys literally did quit on him? And I'm supposed to sit here and trust this guy's analysis of quarterbacks because, yeah, he did a good job refurbishing Tua. Great job. Didn't have, other than Teddy Bridgewater, mm-hmm. He has not developed anybody. And he made this whole song and dance signing Zach Wilson this offseason. We targeted this guy. We were looking at this guy. You gave him $6 million, didn't take a snap last year. And you sat here, oh, this is the guy.
Here.
And I'm sitting, I just like, why should I have faith that this guy has the pulse on to pick a good quarterback?
Here's the one thing that I would expect from any veteran quarterback on the team when a rookie comes in. I would expect him not to necessarily play better, but prepare better as far as film study, as far as work you're doing, as far as those things, right? And kind of show the rookie how to get ready to play at this level. Zach Wilson has been in two places, in Denver and now here. And a rookie quarterback who everybody has said, even with Bo Nix, early on, he ain't ready yet. They've said that early in the season. And both those quarterback coaches have jumped over Zach Wilson to play that young quarterback who a month ago they said may not be ready yet. And we said, we'll just take our lumps. This is twice now. At what point is Zach Wilson going to say, even with all this talent, there's something that I'm not doing right and I need to be better at the other stuff?
He's just confused right now. Give him a break, dude.
He ain't confused.
He's confused. He's confused.
How many times you going to see it?
He's a confused boy.
How many times and how many teams and how many different organizations are you going to see it before you realize it ain't them? It's me.
Take a break. More to come. Regular old second hour is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.